Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Randy Batson. I am a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, August 11, 1837, it was the sixth anniversary of the great hurricane of August 1831 that had laid waste to Barbados and killed more than 1,500 people here. The occasion was marked by what had become an annual event, a commemoration service. The Barbadian reported that the day was characterized, at least in Bridgetown, by a perfect silence in what was normally a very noisy city, as almost all businesses had ceased their operations. A service presided over by the Reverend William Marshall Hart was held at the St. Mary's Church and was attended by a large congregation. In the write-up on the day's events, the newspaper editor, clearly hearkening back to the devastation of the storm, had expressed the hope that there was a sense of deserved chastisement and gratitude and thanksgiving for wonderful deliverance from death, his words, and the curate of the church delivered a sermon in which he used the biblical passages Matthew chapter 24 verses 38 and 39 to warn those in attendance against violating the commands of God. He condemned the practice of commercial rooms being opened. These spaces were used for business transactions and for socializing by the moneyed classes. The rooms being opened on the Sabbath and frequented by the members who seemed more concerned with secular matters was seen as setting a bad example for the lower classes. The editor suggested that some reform of that activity was needed to ensure that the businesses were closed on the day, or as another commentator referenced in the piece suggested, at least Wells Church was going on. St. Mary's Church was one of the few churches that withstood the fury of the 1831 tempest. Even as the residences and businesses in the streets in the immediate vicinity of the church, for the most part reduced to rubble, the church had suffered relatively little damage. In the aftermath of the storm, this proved a benefit to those who had lost homes or who had suffered injury, as the church was used as a shelter and a temporary hospital. The practice of commemorating the events of August 10th to 11th, 1831 would go on until at least the 1850s, a decade in which Barbados would be visited by another calamitous event, the cholera epidemic of 1854.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.